Adam Penn. Gilly, good morning, mate.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. Never ceases to amaze me what you blokes talk about on this program sometimes with all your bed sheets and your sleeping patterns and everything like that.
You got anything to add?
Well, I go for like a bed sheet, then a blanket, then a doona. So I like to really rug up and be nice
and warm.
Oh,
you've got the middle blanket like that throw thing that you put on in the middle.
Yes. I like to stay warm at night, but I do agree with...
I'm sweating thinking about that.
No, but I do agree with you, Clarky. I have to sleep on my stomach. I have to sleep on my stomach at night. I can't sleep on my back or my side. It's just no good for your back, I don't reckon.
Yeah, it depends on your bed. Anyway, let's talk some racing.
We haven't all got the flash bed. You've got the one you press the bzzz, press that button, it comes up, bzzz, goes
the
down, spins
bed.
Around.
Gosh, how do I talk racing now? The Kingsford Smiths on Saturday amongst the Derby. There's the size as well. We've had barrier draws for those races and acceptances yesterday. And Think About It is the favourite for the Kingsford Smith Cup, the Group 1 over 1,300 for Joe Pride.
Yeah, well, how good is he, Jared? We just don't know yet, do we? Given he keeps just jumping the bar every time that Joe sets him a new challenge. He's 7 from 8 so far. They've got a nice barrier there yesterday with Sammy Clipperton to do the steering from barrier 8. And I see he's been installed as an early favourite for that race. But I reckon there's a few different angles you can take. I'm sort of looking at a horse like King of Sparta, who we know loves dry tracks and a bit of speed on, and hopefully getting out to 1,300 metres. I think he's ready for that trip now. Obviously, Rothfire's been racing extremely consistently up there in Queensland. Even Paul Ailey might be having his final run before heading to stud. So, yeah, I can understand why I think about it's going to have some market support, but I just reckon it's a racing attack from a few different angles. So, taking on his first Group 1, yep, I can understand, but it's going to be a much more difficult task than what he's faced so far in his career.
Zach Lloyd, he's back from suspension, is he?
Yeah, he is. He's spent some time out of the saddle lately with a lot of suspensions, and it's remarkable to think he's still right in the thick of this premiership race for the apprentice title, given how much time he's spent on the sidelines. So he copped that 3-week ban for weighing in light on that horse at Hawkesbury a few weeks ago, and obviously the stewards take a pretty dim view of any time a jockey does that. So he's back at Canterbury today trying to, I suppose, fight off Dylan Gibbons and Tyler Schiller to win that apprentice title. And when we get to sort of these months in Sydney, getting to the back end of May and then June, and in particular July, we really do put a really strong focus on the premiership race. We know that J-Mac's clear in the senior jockey title, but to have the apprentices running second, third and fourth on the table is just absolutely remarkable. So I can't wait to see those young lads do their best over the next couple of months in winter, when a lot of these younger jockeys tend to get a lot more opportunities in winter throughout these months when some of the senior riders are heading to Queensland and other places. So we wish Zach all the best, and let's hope he can really take it right down to the line in this apprentice race.
Wish I owned Forbidden Love, or at least used to own it.
Can you believe this, Jared? Like, the amount of money is getting splashed around these broodmare sale up there on the Gold Coast is just incredible, isn't it? We know she was a fantastic race mare. Multiple Group 1 winner, $4.1 million she went for yesterday at the broodmare sale. So she'll go to a nice home and start her career as a mum. The other one that really caught my attention, Jared, was Sunshine in Paris, the 3-year-old filly that's trained by Annabelle Neesham, who came a long, long way in a very short space of time towards the back end of last year and the start of this year. She went from a Canberra maiden to winning a Group 1 in the Surround Stakes within the space of a couple of months. And she's going to race on, but she was sold for $3.9 million to James Harron. So it's just a remarkable amount of money going around this broodmare sale up there on the Gold Coast. James Harron obviously continued racing her for a little bit, and then she's got a really promising career at stud in the future.
Can I ask, Adam, because it seems like there's a lot of money at this particular sale, how long's all the big money been going at these broodmare sales? And is it because of there's more people involved in breeding, or is it the fact that we've got great prize money now here in New South Wales? Well, what have you put it down to?
I think it's a bit of all of the above, Loz. Like, the first thing is you've got to market for these horses. We've got some serious players in the market up there trying to build up their broodmare bands, in particular Yulong, who just splashed a ridiculous amount of money yesterday. I mean, they spent almost more than $10 million just buying up broodmares to send down to their farm to breed from. So that's part of it. Obviously, I think, you know, with fillies and mares, you get residual value, Loz. Like, you don't have to be the greatest race mare or filly on the track, but if you've got good bloodlines and good pedigree and you can breed from that mare, buyers want to buy those sort of horses at sale. So, you know, I suppose a lot of people think this might be a bit more of a solid return on investment buying a mare like that rather than splashing on a big yearling colt or something like that who might not be able to show up on the track. So I think I tend to agree with you a little bit. I think it's a different combination of factors, and the market is just really buoyant at the moment.
tip Katili on the weekend. Let's go back-to-back, please. What have you got?
Yeah, I'm very boring today, Jared. Race 3, number 2, Bunk Hut's the best on the program for me. I know he's extremely short. He's the shortest price favourite on the program, but I was really taken by his run up there on the Sunshine Coast in the Guineas behind Yellow Brick. He comes back to a really suitable race here today with James O'Donnell doing the steering. I just find it hard to see how he's going to get beat. So I think even money is still some sort of value. So that's race 3, number 2, Bunker Hut, the best on the program at Canterbury today.
$2.15 at the moment with Tab. Have a great day, mate.
See you, boys. Chat tomorrow.